Oh, so good to be in the house of the Lord. This morning, that feels more like normal, don't it? There's nothing like when the Lord begins to show up and move. We studied this morning that very first chapter of the book of Genesis, and it said, "And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep." Boy, I love to feel. The Spirit of God is always moving. And in God's children, certainly, it's always moving. I'm going to resist the temptation of wearing these pink glasses that somebody set up here. And I'm going to go with the black ones this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to 1 Peter. 1 Peter and that of the first chapter of the epistle of 1 Peter. Again, we thank God for every opportunity to stand. God's laid a message on our heart, and I just pray that we can deliver what God has given us this morning. I believe it'll be a help to us. Boy, I tell you, I've thought about it for the last maybe 2 or 3 days. You know, I finally got back out on the tractor turning ground, and that is the best place for me to be. Turn off that radio and the Lord pass by, and just seemed like a whole lot of messages that God has given me have been in the cab of that tractor, but the Lord passed by on Friday, and this is the scripture God give us. In the first chapter, 1 Peter and the 3rd verse, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." I want you to notice, and if I had a thought, it would be in this 4th verse of this first chapter, "to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And then also to go along with that, I want to read 2 verses from the book of Hebrews in the 9th chapter, 16th verse. "For where a testimony is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator, for a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength while the testator liveth, whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father God, as we come to you in the most precious name ever uttered by lips, that being the name of Jesus, let us say how thankful we are to be in the house of God this morning. God, as we drove in and saw the trees blooming, the beauty all around us, Lord, it's like all of creation is having and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Lord, to see those Bradford pears and some of these other trees begin to bloom out and see the beauty thereof, God, it reminds us that there is a place we're going one day after a while, Lord, where the flowers are always blooming and, Lord, where the leaf never fades from the tree. God, I'm so thankful that this morning you promised us an eternal inheritance. God, I'm so glad this morning that it is uncorruptible, undefiled, and Lord, it fades not away. God, I'm so thankful to be kept by your power, not by my ability, not by my knowledge, wisdom, or works, but by your power. God, I pray for Mother Church this morning. Father, bless her and give her that she stands in need of. God, if there's somebody here never been saved by the grace of God, I pray this morning they would find and receive that eternal inheritance that is coming one day after a while. We love you and we praise you. Jesus, we realize that without your death, we could have none of these things. But thank you for being willing to go to Calvary to die and shed your blood. And God, thank you that on the 3rd day, Jesus arose again. And now we have a lively hope. God, I'm so glad this morning. Stir up the lively hope that's within your people. And I ask this all in Jesus' name for our sakes. Amen. And amen. Brothers and sisters, I begin to think upon this subject of an inheritance that's incorruptible and eternal. One day, whether we like it or not, we're going to leave this world. And I I've worked pretty hard in my 50 years, and hopefully I've got some more years to go, and there are some things that I've accumulated in life. There, you know, I'm not a rich man, but I've got some stuff, and maybe we've got a decent home and maybe some land and some other things, some things that maybe you would consider valuable. And I want to make sure that when me and Miss Kina go on and we're with the Lord, that all of the things that we have can be passed down to my children and the people that I love. I don't mean to be ugly or anything like that, but I'll be honest, I don't want some government agency to come in and take what I have worked so hard. And so many of us, we do what we do because we want to give our children a little something down the line, maybe to inherit. No doubt, Wes, you and Miss Lydia and Kenny, you and Jenny, y'all have worked hard over your lives, and we want to be able to pass down what we've been given or what we've worked for to our children. And what you do is you go into a lawyer's office or down to the courthouse and you sit down and you begin to tell them your last will and testament. And on that last will and testament, you specify your wishes. And on that last will and testament, when they begin to write it down, you write down your beneficiaries. In other words, you know, if I want my children to receive this or that, I specify it and I write their names down and I make sure that in that document that has legal force, it's going to go to the people that I want it to go to. Is it any wonder why the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he took the cup that night and he said, "This is my blood which I shed for a new testament." And by the way, through his life, he told us of the things he wanted us to have. He wanted us, he said, "I'm going to leave, but my peace I'm going to leave with you. I'm going to send you another comforter." He said, "I'm going to give you a well springing up unto life everlasting." And the Lord told us of all of these things that he wanted us to have: peace with God, everlasting salvation, joy unspeakable and full of glory, the love of God, and all these things that he wanted us to have. But for us to have them, he had to die. And everything that Adam lost, see, listen, when Adam sinned in the garden, death entered in, and everything that God had predetermined for man to have, all the good stuff we read about this morning, all the blessings that were in the garden that Adam lost because of his disobedience and because of his sin. The Apostle Paul said, "By one man sin came, and because of sin death, but by one man, by one man's righteousness." And everything that Adam lost through the death of Christ, now we can have. But it would have never went into force until he died on Calvary. Let me say to our Heavenly Father this morning, God, thank you for sending Jesus that he might die so that I could receive an inheritance. Now, brothers and sisters, that inheritance, and as we read within your hearing, you may say, "Well, who is worthy? How do we receive that inheritance?" He tells us, because of his abundant mercy, and he's begotten us again unto a lively hope. You know what he's saying there? This inheritance is for those who've been born again. Oh, thank God, whenever I was birthed by my mama, I had a first birth into this world and into this life, but I want you to know, you won't make it to glory, and you can't receive the promises of God till you've been born again. But having said that, thank God I've been born again. I've got an inheritance that's incorruptible, and I may be a poor man down here, but when I get over there, I'll be rich. An inheritance, incorruptible. Aren't you glad? Listen, down here we put our monies into 401ks, and we've got a little bit of money in the stock market, and we hope and trust that things will go along well and continue to build wealth. But you know what? Something may happen tomorrow and wipe every bit of that out. Something might happen and take my home and everything that I've got. That stuff is corruptible. But the day I got saved, I got a hold of something something that's incorruptible. I've got a mansion yonder in glory. I'm not talking about a big old beautiful building. I'm talking about a dwelling place that the Lord's going to prepare. And one day after a while, upon my death, I'm going to receive the fullness of my inheritance. But I got some of it the day I got saved. Oh, I got a peace with God that surpasses all understanding. Why are you waiting to enjoy your inheritance over there? Why can't we just enjoy it a little while down here? There's so many people that are waiting to enjoy their inheritance when they get over there. And I'm going to tell you, that'll be when the fullness of it all comes. I won't know how to be angry over there. My sin won't follow me over there. But while I'm here, I have part of that inheritance living in me. What sense would it make for God to give you all these wonderful things that accompany salvation and you not enjoy them? There's way too many people in the body of Christ that are looking for a day that's coming to enjoy their inheritance. I'm going to use another word that popped into my mind. If I'm using it wrong, Adam, you can reprove me later. But that word is endowment, see. I'm able to draw from it now. That's a wonderful thing. When the Lord saved my soul, the night I got saved, God gave me peace. I've heard that in every testimony that's ever been told. That night I got some things from my Heavenly Father when He saved my soul. I didn't just get peace, but I got, did anybody get happy? Did anybody have some joy? Listen, why you have to go back to the day you got saved to have joy in the Lord? And let me say this. Thank God that is the source of my joy. Let me say this. No, I worded that wrong. Every now and then we need to go back to Bethel and remember how good it was. And when we remember how good it was, it starts stirring up inside of us and it's good. It all over again. I've got an inheritance that don't fade away, and the closer I get to home, Roger, the more I want to go home. But it's an inheritance and it's incorruptible. Thank God what we put up down here can corrupt. Is it any wonder why the Lord Jesus Christ said, lay not up for yourselves treasures down here where moth and rust can corrupt, but lay them up in heaven where moth and rust can't corrupt and the thief and the robber can't break through and steal. Let me say this. He said, we're kept by the power of God. Nobody can take my salvation away. It's kept by the power of God. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. Whenever we did our will, we named our children as beneficiaries so that when we die, they can get what we have. The day I got saved, my name went on and in the Lamb's Book of Life. And now, because I've been saved and my name's been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, everything that Jesus wanted me to have, I can have because He named me in His testament and He named me in His will. And I'm a beneficiary because of what He did, because He died. And let me say this, I get heaven because He died. I get forgiveness because He died. I have restoration because He died. By His stripes I'm healed. But one day after a while, brothers and sisters, let me say this, I've got a home in glory. Oh, but because He arose and ever lives, there's some things I can enjoy every day. I've got a well that'll never dry up, a well that moves water inside my soul, the bread of life that I can eat. It's good to be a child of God. An eternal inheritance. Down here, I'm not going to lie to you, brothers and sisters. Sometimes life's tough. And sometimes the daily struggles, and for some, the pain and the suffering that they go through, it's hard to think about that eternal inheritance when every day your life is misery and sorrow and hurt and pain. A lost person don't have the hope that we have. A lost person can't claim that inheritance. And this is what a lot of the people in this world don't understand about us, what they can't figure about us. They can't understand why we hold fast to what we hold. And what they don't understand is it's not just about where we're going and what we get when we die, but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the living God, indwells us right now. And we have a portion of His Spirit in our lives. I love this scripture, who are kept by the power of God through faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to believe, first of all, that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Brothers and sisters, you've got to, you remember whenever He went to the eunuch, and or Philip went to the eunuch, and he preached to him Jesus. Remember the story, how can I understand except some man should guide me? And Philip preached him Jesus, and remember how they came to a body of water, and that eunuch said, what doth hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said, well, if you believe with all of your heart, you may. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, what we get in this inheritance comes by faith. There are a lot of people that won't signs, and they want concrete answers. Hey, I can't tell you, we talk about this. I don't know how the dinosaur stuff worked. All I know is in the beginning God, and it's enough. I don't know how it'll all play out. Some talk about a kingdom being built down here. I don't really believe that. And some talk about this or that. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe whenever the Lord comes in glory, we are going home to our inheritance. Why would he want us to inherit something? My inheritance is not on this earth. It's not of this earth. It's incorruptible. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth descending from the heavens as a bride for her groom. Brothers and sisters, I want everybody to have this inheritance. I don't know some of these that have young and been saved just here lately. I know I pick on the Turner girls a lot. I'll try to go over here and pick on somebody else this morning. Johanna, baby girl, when you got saved, you've got an inheritance. And your inheritance don't start when you die, sweetheart. Your inheritance started the day you got saved, and now you've got the very one who made us these promises walking with us. You've got the very one who made us these promises living inside of us. And one night after a while, we'll see Him. And when we see Him, Christina, it won't matter anymore. The struggles won't matter anymore. And I want everybody to go with us. And all these prayers, oh my. And these precious little babies. I know it's a mama and a daddy. Y'all working all you can, and you want him to have everything. You want her to have everything. But you're giving them everything they need by coming to the house of God, because one day she's going to cry out and he's going to cry out and the Lord's going to hear them. Yeah, I'm talking to you, sweetheart. And the Lord is going to save their soul, and they're going to have what we have. Thank God it's not just for a few. It's for everybody. Stephen, when he died, he looked up and he was able to see part of his inheritance. What did he say? I see Jesus. Oh, thank God. One day we'll realize this inheritance. Stand to your feet this morning. When we celebrate Easter, I want you to understand this. Somebody said, I don't know why Jesus had to die. Why did he have to go to Calvary? I'm going to tell you why. Because without the death of the testator, without the death of the one who made the promises, they cannot go into effect. When he cried out on Calvary, it is finished. The pen stopped writing. And I know they placed him in the borrowed grave of Joseph of Arimathea. And on the third day, brothers and sisters, he arose from the dead proclaiming, every promise that I made to you, it is true. And we, by faith, can have it. It's appointed. Y'all come get us a song if you don't mind. The Bible says it's appointed in the book of Hebrews, it's appointed that a man wants to die and after this the judgment. Part of my inheritance when I die, I don't have to face my sin and all the things that I've done down here. I'll leave them behind in the dust of the ground. I'll stand before he who is my Savior, and he'll proclaim to God, I've found our testament. His name's on the roll. His name's on the list. He's a beneficiary. No wonder the psalmist said, forget not all of his benefits. Thank God. There are a lot of benefits being a child of God. This morning, if you're not a benefactor, if you're not a beneficiary, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, you can be. And the message of the gospel is not to these or to those, it's to everybody. He wants everybody. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all come under repentance. He wants everybody to have this inheritance, not just a few. I'm closing, I promise you, I know y'all got you here. The Bible tells us a story of two inheritances. It's found in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. The Bible said there was a rich man and there was a beggar, and there was a man that all of his life had to deal with leprosy, and his name was Lazarus. And they died. They both died. Now, upon their death, they receive their inheritance. Hear me now. Stay with me. On their death, they receive their inheritance. The rich man had fared sumptuously, had everything money could buy, had every creature comfort, never needed anything, never needed food or shelter or raiment, fared sumptuously. But when he died, he lifted his eyes in hell. That was his inheritance because he had rejected the Son of God. But on the other hand, oh, is there anybody in the house of God that's on the other hand? I'm the thief that was on the right side that said, remember me. On the other hand, Lazarus was carried into the bosom of Abraham and he received his inheritance, a place of peace and rest. When you die, what will you inherit? The will of God is for you to inherit eternal life and heaven. But you've got to come and talk to the Lord and ask him to save you. What you got? Y'all pray, church, pray. This morning, if you're here and you've never been saved by the grace of God, you've never trusted the Lord to save your soul, I want you to know first and foremost, the Lord Jesus died for you because he loved you and because he loves us. This is the message we preach, is a message of love and compassion. God has reached his arms out to humanity through the death of Christ and said, all come, come in. Come into the sheepfold. Receive that eternal inheritance. Know that you're saved by the grace of God. But I want you to know this, beyond a shadow of a doubt, just as sure as He is merciful, He also is just. And brothers and sisters, outside of our profession and faith, being born again of the Spirit of God, we're not going to make it in. It's not a question of how good you've been. Not a question of how good you are. It's a question of have you been born again? And when you get born again, some of those things that Jesus promised, some of His very nature now dwells in us. Well, that's why we love each other. That's why we have joy. And again, church, and I'm closing, I promise you, this will be as far as I know unless the Lord moves us, but I believe we're coming to an end. I don't understand this, and I want you to pray about this. Why? I tell you what, if something happened to your mom or dad or somebody you love and you inherited something that they had, you would pull it out and you would enjoy it right away, wouldn't you? I'll tell you right now, whenever Johnny Burt leaves this world, if he leaves me anything, I'm going to enjoy some of it. I ain't going to just pass all of it down. I'm going to enjoy a little of it, right? Jesus died to give us what we have, and I don't understand us not enjoying it. We bought into what the world says, and the world says, this is a dark, and listen, I know there's darkness all around us. I understand that there's darkness in the land, but I also know there's a city set on a hill. And it's called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. There ain't nothing wrong with the children of God getting stirred up because they're born again and they've got an inheritance. We ain't bragging about it, but thank God I sure am happy about it. We've got an inheritance. It's okay to rejoice in the house of God, y'all. All right. All right, anybody got anything on their heart this morning we need to say or do?